It would hurt. I'm not saying it wouldn't. Tell you the truth, I'm a lot more concerned about that water being so cold.
How cold?
Freezing. Maybe a couple degrees over. You ever been to Wisconsin?
What?
Well, they have some of the coldest winters around. I grew up there near Chippewa Falls. I remember when I was a kid, me and my father, we went ice fishing out on Lake Wissota. Ice fishing is, you know where you...
I know what ice fishing is.
Sorry. You just seem like, you know, kind of an indoor girl. Anyway, I fell through some thin ice. And I'm telling you, water that cold, like right down there, it hits you like 1,000 knives stabbing you all over your body. You can't breathe. You can't think. At least not about anything but the pain. Which is why I'm not looking forward to jumping in there after you. Like I said, I don't have a choice. I guess I'm kind of hoping you'll come back over the rail and get me off the hook here.
You're crazy.
That's what everybody says, but... with all due respect, miss, I'm not the one hanging off the back of a ship here. Come on. Come on, give me your hand. You don't want to do this. I'm Jack Dawson.
Rose do it be a kid.
I have to get you to write that one down.
To see the propellers, and I slipped, and I would have gone overboard, but Mr. Dawson here saved me, and almost went over himself.
You wanted to see the... propellers.
Like I said, women and machinery do not mix.
Was that the way of it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Well, the boy's a hero, then. Good for you, son. Well done. So, it's all's well, and back to our brandy, eh?
Ah. Look at you. You must be freezing. Let's get you inside.
Perhaps a little something for the boy?
Of course. Mr. Lovejoy, I think a 20 should do it.
Is that the going rate for saving the woman you love?
Rose is displeased. To do. I know. Perhaps you could join us for dinner tomorrow evening.